Since you first started writing about climate change, the public has become much more informed, more aware about the issue. So when will we get to the point where enough people are willing to take action or force the government to take action?
That's the question. You know, 18 months or so ago, I just got despairing that we were ever going to get to that point. And the first thing I did was do this slightly cockamamie but in the end quite successful march across the state of Vermont where I live. And because it was so successful, last year, 07, we did this Step It Up campaign and we organized 1,400 demonstrations in all 50 states. Now we're trying the same thing on a global level. We're calling it 350.org, 350 being the number that the scientists are now telling us is the upper end of where we want to be with carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and measured in parts per million. We're beginning to make those political steps. We've gotten more traction in the last 18 months than we gotten in the 18 years before that I've been working on this.
How much of that had to do with Al Gore's
I think
moving?
I think the two key things were Hurricane Katrina. I think it opens the door, and I think Al Gore walks through it, you know. We're now at the point where 70% of Americans understand that there's a problem. But that doesn't mean that change comes automatically. We've got maybe a little window left, but not much of one. And we've really got to get big change globally soon.
When I look at popular culture, priorities placed on having the right things, living in the right house in the right neighborhood, driving the right car, I wonder if my concerns about the environment aren't just a little futile. When do you find yourself most in doubt about whether we'll ever arrive at some kind of proper balance?
I find myself in doubt about that a lot. It's not that I think that given enough time we wouldn't get there. Look, we've evolved this incredible collection of emotions and intellect and senses and muscles and stuff. It's got to be for something more than reclining on the couch and, you know, flipping the remote, okay? I think give us 75 years and we'll have grown out of this particular phase that we're in. The problem is we don't have 75 years. So, of course, there are moments when one despairs and despairs a lot. On the other hand, one looks around and sees that in this country, local farmers' markets are suddenly the fastest growing part of the food economy. That people everywhere I go are at least beginning to talk about how much they'd like to put solar panels up on their roof. Hasn't yet quite gotten ahead of the jacuzzi on the list of must-have items, but I think it's getting there pretty fast. As I say, I think it's a race at this point.
So you think green might be becoming trendy?
Well, green is clearly trendy for the moment. But I think it's more than it's becoming trendy. I think it's that people are beginning to realize that the kind of changes we want to see in our communities are also the kind of changes that we need to see to make environmental progress.